Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Olam Parsha's Vizayis Habracha. That's Parak Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel. And Moshe Rabbeinu now speaks about Yosef, Uli Yosef Amar, and about Yosef he said, Mivarech Hashem Artzoi, his land is blessed by Hashem. Mimegat Shemayim Mitol, from the delicacies of Shemayim from Du, Umitahimir Vetzes Tochas, and with deep waters crouching below. Let's just see Rashi over here. Mivarech Hashem Artzoi, Shalai Hayes Abanachas Hashvatim Eretz Mleya Kultuv Kaartzoi Shal Yosef. There wasn't a single land in all of the portions of the Shvatim that's full of all good like the land of Yosef. Mimeged, L'shein Adonim U'mesek. This is an expression of delicacy and sweetness. U'mitahayim, and from the depths, shatahayim oila u'malachleich oiso mamala, that the waters of the deep would come up and moisten the land from below. Atamayitza b'chal shvatim b'chasa shal Moshe, me'ein b'chasa shal Yaakov. Rashi tells us that you find with all the shvatim, the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them was very similar to the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave them. So back to Chomesh Pasuk Yodalad, u'mimeged tvoiz shamash, from the delicacies of the sun's produce, u'mimeged ger shirachim, and from the delicacies of the moon's yield, u'mirosh harei kedem, and with the quick ripening crops of the early mountains, u'mimeged give us olam, and the delicacies of the eternal hills, u'mimeged eretz u'mloya, and the delicacies of the land and its fullness, or tzayin shechnisne, and with the favor and acceptance of the one who dwelled in the thorn bush, tavayis l'rosh Yosef, this bracha should be on the head of Yosef, u'lekud kud nazir echav, and on the crown of the one separated from his brothers. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yodalad, u'mimeged tvoiz shamesh, shehoisa arzei p'suchu l'cham, the land of Yosef was open to the sun, u'mamtekas ha'peres, and the sun sweetens the produce, gerish yirachim, yesh peres shalavanim v'ashlasan. There's produce that the moon helps ripen, ve'elu hein kishunu d'lum. Davarach, another understanding is gerish yirachim, shaharetz megoreshes u'maitziya mechadesh l'chadesh, that every single month new crops grow. Pasuk tesvavin rashi, meirosh harei kedem, u'mavereches meireshes bishla peres, it's blessed at the beginning of the ripening of the fruits, sha'areh magdimin l'vakir bishla peresehem, that the mountains found in the portion of Yosef, they make sure that the fruits ripen really early. Davarach, another understanding is magat shekadma b'riyas l'shar harim, that these mountains were created before all other mountains. Give us olam, give us ha'osos peres la'olam. These are hills that always produce fruit. Ve'enam poskeis me'etz ha'gashamim, and they don't stop producing even though there's no rain. Pasuk dezayin rashi, u'rtzayin shechnisne, k'may shechen sne, like the one that dwelled in the thorn bush. U'sehei artzayim v'arechas me'rtzayin v'nachas rucha shel kodesh baruch hu, the land of Yosef should be blessed from the goodwill and the nachas rucha of Hashem, ha'nigla elai t'chila basne, that was revealed to me first at the sne, at the thorn bush. Ritzayin, nachas rucha pios, this alashon of acceptance and nachas ruch, v'chein kol ratzayin shev mekra. Tavaisa, bracha zuli reish Yosef, this bracha should go upon the head of Yosef, Nazir Echav, Shahafrash Me'achav Mechrasai, he was separated from his brothers when he was sold. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Zayin, Bechar, a firstborn, Shairai, his ox, Hadar Lai's glory to him, Vekarni Re'im Karnov, and his glory will be like the horns of a Re'im, Bohem Amim Yenagach Yachtov, with them he's going to gore nations together, Afse Aretz from the ends of the earth, Vehem Rev Vais Ephraim, and they're the Revav Vais of Ephraim, Vehem Alfei Menashe, and that's the thousands of Menashe. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin, Bechar Shairai, Yesh Bechar Shehu L'Shen Gedula Malchus. Bechar over here actually means greatness and sovereignty, kingdom. Shenemar says, Afani Bechar Etneu, V'chein B'ni Bechar Yisrael. Bechar Melech HaYotimenu. This is referring to the king that came from him, V'hu Yeshua. That's Yeshua that came from Shevet Yosef. Shairai Shekecha Kasha Keshar. His strength is like an ox. Lichbosh Kam Malachim. He was able to conquer many kings of Eretz Yisrael. Hadar Loi, Nosun Loi. That means it's given to him. Shenemar V'nusata Mehoitcha Olav. V'karni Re'im Karnov. Shar Kecha Kasha. An ox, he's very strong. V'ein Karnov Nois. But his horns aren't very beautiful. Avol Re'im, but a Re'im, Karnov Nois. He has very beautiful horns, V'ein Kecha Kasha, but he's not very strong. Nosun Yeshua Kecha Shashar. Yeshua was given the strength of an ox, V'yofi Karni Re'im, and the beauty and the glory of the horns of a Re'im. Afse Aretz, what does that mean? The ends of the earth. Shloshim Echad Malachim, the 31 kings that Yeshua destroyed in Eretz Yisrael, after Shekulim Eretz Yisrael Hayu, were they really all Eretz Yisrael kings? They couldn't all have been from Eretz Yisrael. El Ein Lecha Kol Melech V'Shiltein, there wasn't any ruler or sovereign, Shloi Konolei Patrein Machuza Eretz Yisrael, that didn't buy himself a palace and a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Shechashuv L'Kulim Hi, because it was important to everyone. Shenemar says, Nachas Tzvi Tzivayis Gayim. So all these kings were Afse Aretz, they were from the ends of the earth. V'hem Revayis Ephraim, Oysem Hamnugachim, those that were gored, meaning those that were killed, Hem HaRevavayis Shahar Yeshua Shabam Ephraim, they are the Revavayis that Yeshua killed, he came from Ephraim. That's why it says, V'hem Revayis Ephraim. And V'hem Alfei Menashe, Hem HaAlafim Shahar Gidon B'Midyon, the thousands that Gidon killed in Midyon. Shenemar it says, V'zevach Tzamuna B'Karkar, and Gidon was from Menashe. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Zvulun's Bracha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.